better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
He was an Ethiopian Zionist agent trained by the Mossad in Israel. And when they finally interrogated him, he said, "Look, I didn't intend to kill anybody, but I intended to sow terror." Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's the only bomber.
It's a pretty clear pattern, and it's a pretty well-documented file. And once again, the corrupt media in this country have proven just how servile they are.
Yeah.
Well, let's take another call. We've got Ann. Speak of Ann. Here she is. Ann from New Mexico is on the line. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rick.
How are you?
Oh, I haven't been listening for a while.
Why, Ann?
Oh, I don't know. It's all those commercials. It takes up at least 30 minutes.
To hear they. Well, you know, with those commercials, we're not going anywhere. You realize that.
Well, the commercials take care of the business. You know, I
That's
understand.
That's what we need, yeah.
Yeah, it's necessary. But a couple of points and a question. Oh, and hi, Dr.
Right.
K.
Hi.
a couple of points and a question regarding the Shah. Well, first of all, let me say when Fred mentioned it was Iran, Iran, North
yes.
Korea, Sudan, Cuba, and Libya.
Yes, Libya is the final one. Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't have a central bank, and that's on page 3 of Joan Vion's September economic newsletter.
It's a good idea for the United States to not have any central bank.
Well, see, the central bank is directly under the crown, you know, the Rothschilds
yeah.
and the British.
Sure.
And which leads me into this book that Joan was so kind to send to me. It's Conspirators' Hierarchy.
Okay.
The story of the three Committee of 300 by John Coleman.
Oh.
And I thought I'd give you this information. I don't know if this lines up with your sources, but the demise of the Shah of Iran was run to a plan devised by Bernard Levin and Richard Falk and supervised by Robert
Anderson.
That's
counter-espionage, my dear. It's not true.
Okay.
The Shah,
well,
they did not want to lose the Shah.
Huh?
They did not want to lose the Shah.
Well, the reason why...
all right, hang on to
no,
that
no,
thought.
No, that's counter-espionage.
And we'll pick up this discussion when we come back. Stay on the line. 3 minutes, we'll be right back with Dr. K and our callers. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com. Is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back, I guess. We're on. We're here. Let me test. Yes, I do hear myself. I hear myself. All right, I think we do have Joe Cortina back now, and we're going to get him right now and bring him up, and then we'll entertain some questions from you, our intelligent listenership out there. And I know Joe has some very strong feelings, and I don't blame him one bit. I really don't. Joe has been around. He's been in the trenches, as you just heard him say, and he's not the kind of guy to mince words. And I know it may offend some of you, and some of you might be offended by the vernacular terms and anatomies of the President of the United States. And I understand. I understand Joe is restraining himself, if anything. There's no question about that. He is, if anything, being very restrained on the air at this point. But we are going to bring him right back, and we'll take your calls at 1-800-313-9443. Okay. I think we have Joe. I hope we have Joe. I don't want to do any more speaking for him. I'll let him speak for himself if he's here. All right. I'll wait. Oh, okay. Now we can't reach him, huh? Now his machine is on. All right. Well, we'll try to make contact with him. And if not, we'll just continue on our own. Here's something hot off the press. people are asking what they can do to commemorate the fourth anniversary of the murder of Rachel Corrie in Palestine. She was not a Palestinian, as you know. She was an American activist for peace and human rights. And this weekend coming up, not this weekend, but it is coming up within a few weeks, March 16th through the 18th, commemorates that murder of Rachel Corrie. And people are asking, you know, what do we do? Can we ever forget Rachel? Writing letters about Rachel, about Palestine, about Iraq, about the New World Order, about Iran being the target of the neocons at this point in time. And that is a legitimate question. What are we doing to remember this poor woman, Rachel Corrie, a young woman who was barely in the height of her life when she was run over twice, if not three times, by an Israeli bulldozer? That is a tragedy. That is an absolute abomination. And yet this ne'er-do-well Congress, Democrats and Republicans, and this big-mouth George Bush made a lot of statements, but they never mentioned Rachel Corrie. Oh, there was a resolution there to remember her and to ask the Israeli government to thoroughly investigate this tragedy. And, of course, we know how well they investigate tragedies like that. And, you know, a number of congressmen, including one or two where I come from, wouldn't even sign the petition, wouldn't even have the guts to stand up against their puppeteers in the Zionist lobby to take a stand in favor of this poor little girl, Rachel Corrie, who did nothing to warrant her murder. So that question is being asked over and over and over again. All right? That's one issue that we cannot forget, Rachel Corrie. And it ties directly in now to what George Bush has proposed and what he has suggested about this new war, this new so-called war on terror. And you know and I know, based on what we have read, Paul Craig Roberts, you know, does a terrific job of writing. He deals with the facts, and he deals quite blatantly and sometimes quite bluntly with his language in describing the facts about Mr. Bush's pronouncements concerning the Middle East and this this new evil war that has been consummated in the last 4 years, and what has come from it, what has come of it. Nothing but more evil. Nothing but more terrorism abroad, and certainly terrorism here, inevitably. George Bush must take credit for that. What he has done has to open the door to additional terror, additional threats against America as never before in our history. Let's look at Hillary Mann, for instance, the former national security advisor for Iranian and Persian Gulf affairs under the Bush administration, this one from 2001 to 2004. Listen to this. She has issued a sober warning to the public concerning the Bush's intent to go to war with Iran. She is accused on CNN, the Bush administration, of trying to push a provocative, accidental conflict as a pretext to justify limited strikes, quote-unquote, on nuclear and military infrastructures, as opposed to a large ground war, as the case with Iraq. When asked why the Bush administration was seeking to do this, she responded that it is a part of Bush's broader agenda for the Middle East to bring about a, quote, democratization with, quote, peace and stability to the region. If it wasn't so tragic, it would be funny, wouldn't it? We could all sit down and laugh at it, right? In order to make peace, you make war. In order to make a structure, you must blow it up. Orwell couldn't have done better. Aesop could not have done better. When asked by the Bush administration was seeking to do this, she said it is part of the broader agenda for the Middle East, democratization, peace, and stability. And of course, one only has to look back to history to see the Bush's real agenda behind confronting Iran. Iran is only one piece of the puzzle in a broader century-long struggle by the U.S., Britain, and its Western allies to secure the Middle Easter's wars and reserves for oil. War and oil. Now, we mentioned Mossadegh on the program, and I'll get to your call soon. Stay with me. Mohammad Mossadegh, in 1951, succeeds in leading an Iranian movement to nationalize the country's oil industry, right? He became Iran's first democratically elected leader when he becomes prime minister as a result of this central issue, oil. This ends the immensely profitable monopoly that Britain controlled through the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company since 1909, ladies and gentlemen. Can you imagine that? Eventually becoming British Petroleum, BPC. That sound familiar? In 1954, now of course known as BP. Does the name Tony Blair mean anything to you? All right, 1953 comes along, just a couple of years later, and what happens? The CIA conducts a series of covert actions under the name Operation Ajax, TP Ajax, aimed at overthrowing Mossadegh to replace him with a friendlier U.S. dictator. You know what that means, friendly. A doormat. Well, the tactics employed by the CIA include controlling the country's national newspapers to mislead the public with false propaganda, bribing government and military officials to gain allies against Mossadegh, funding opposition parties with money and weapons, controlling and organizing mobs and protests, and also distributing fake flyers made by whom? The CIA, of course, that people thought were made by Mossadegh's government, which said things like up with communism and down with Islam. You see how these monsters work? After an initial failed coup attempt, a mob organized by the CIA is successful in ousting Mossadegh. That was in 1953. From 53 to 79, the CIA reinstalls Iran's exiled Shah, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. You heard Dr. K mention he was actually a Russian Jew who was very friendly to the West and its allies, once again ensuring a monopoly over Iran's oil fields for the West. And of course, one of the things he did was to train with help from the Mossad, the secret police of Iran, the Savak, and put into their secret prison to be extensively tortured, that is, their victims. You know the rest of the story, don't you? All right, we'll be back, and if we don't have Joe, we're going to have you on the lines, and we're going to pursue this right to the end. Join me, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All righty. We're back now. Unfortunately, we have not been able to reestablish contact with Joe Cortina, but we will, and he may even be on maybe tomorrow with John Stapmiller himself to be on his program as well. Love to hear him on there. But we'll continue with or without Joe Cortina. I want to continue to discuss what he's discussing for tonight, and then we'll round him up again. But let's go to the phones. Let's take some calls, all right? Do we have the calls that we had on the lines? We still just Fred now? The others dropped off? Okay. All right, let's take Fred. Fred in Pennsylvania. Hello, Fred. You're on the program with Rick Adams.
This has been very entertaining, Rick.
Yes.
You talked about TP Ajax. Is that what you said?
Yes, yes.
What does that stand for? Technical protocol?
Mm-hmm. Well, sort of. It's actually, yeah, you can put your own name. Operation Ajax is what it is,
yeah.
TP.
I'm just thinking these things are picked in such an ingenious way. Isn't Ajax the
cleaner?
The character, I know, but isn't Ajax the character that comes in on a white horse?
Right. There you go.
So you create a crisis and then you solve the crisis.
That's why he's called Ajax.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to clean things up, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to get cleaned, taken to the cleaners in this.
We are. Yeah, we're going down, man. I'm telling you,
yeah.
These guys are taking us down unless divine intervention or some sort of military intervention does take place.
Mm-hmm. And we've never had a this kind of a war.
Nope.
And Bush is still wanting $100 billion here, $100 billion there, as if it's just chicken feed. It doesn't show up on the budget.
Right.
And we're industrially going in a free fall,
yep.
And yet we are borrowing. You know, the line is curving upward exponentially,
mm-hmm.
And it's just going to lead to every scrap of land, every asset, including our own people as an
yep.
asset,
yep.
just to be mortgaged.
Sure.
And turn into slaves.
Absolutely.
And it's going to lead to I really think it's going to lead to some kind of manufacturer crisis, a health crisis, a pandemic of some kind, where the government will have an excuse where they won't be able to
uh-huh.
remedy
uh-huh.
the situation.
Yep.
And then mm-hmm. then the solution will, in that case,
mm-hmm.
will be
yep.
half the number of people will be gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. I mean, one crisis or another or a combination of them certainly will result in total and complete subjugation of us, the American public. That's the goal. Al-Qaeda could not ever do this. If there was such a thing as Al-Qaeda, it would have to be the leadership of this country taking America into a compromised overseas position that results in more hatred for America, which then is used to create more artificial terrorism, and then that, in turn, is used to clamp down on us. On us, the American public.
Right. And
it's so obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, and the thing is that this crisis over Iran is even with all the warnings that that Bush and the neocons have received, they apparently have a certain inner core
right.
of staff and media and in the government where they can just keep rolling on, they can keep doing this, they can keep manufacturing this because they have the media, they have a sufficient amount of the mass media,
mm-hmm.
they have this intimidation power over Congress,
right.
And that's apparently that's enough to, because we keep paying money into the government, and we refuse to withdraw that support from the government.
Right, right.
So you have to basically shut the whole society down in order to shut the neocons down.
Almost. Well, you do and you don't. The neocons are, let me tell you, they're not loved within certain remaining patriotic levels of the Pentagon and in the other levels of the government, the State Department, the CIA. They do not have a kindred love, if you will, for them. In other words, they know they're not loved, and they don't even mind being hated. This is how demented these people are. They want to be feared. The neocons want to be feared more than anything. They want the American media, they want those that are not thoroughly under their thumb, to look at them as overseers and controllers, and if you step out of line, we know how to deal with you. We know how to frame you up and to refer to you in such derogatory terms as we've used before. So they know what they're doing, and they're in control, and unless there's some intervention of a very heavy sort, they're not going anywhere. They're protected, as you said, by the fearful media.
Wasn't there almost a... remember when we had Katrina, wasn't there almost a mutiny by the National Guard units over in Iraq, the
yes.
corresponding ones?
Well, there was, and there still
Louisiana
is.
Louisiana National Guard over
yep.
there.
Yeah,
they didn't want to stay when, and you know our National Guard is
yep.
in a shambles over here.
Right.
And we don't even have a single combat-ready
sure.
brigade. I think I brought that up when Harry Reid, after the election, had a interview on Newsmakers on C-SPAN, and he said in quiet
yep.
tones that he wanted an immediate $75 billion expenditure because
uh-huh.
there was an emergency.
All right, got a break. Thank you very much for your call, though. Appreciate it. We got a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with more calls. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back. Okay, we're back, and I thank the previous caller for his input. Now I'm going to move along to Ron in Minnesota, since we have so many callers. Hello, Ron. Hey, Ron.
Good evening.
Are you there?
Good evening, Rick.
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
You know, I thought free speech still existed on shortwave, but I guess I was wrong, huh?
Why is that now?
Well, you know, your guest mentioned the N-word, oh, heaven forbid, right?
Uh-huh.
And he mentioned balls in the way maybe it shouldn't be mentioned.
Yeah,
oh, God
yeah.
forbid. God forbid in the land of free speech we
yep.
should actually have free speech? How dare we do that?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
we try to get him back on, and we cannot get him now. We cannot get him. He must be pretty, you know, pretty angry or distraught and just, you know, upset. I know I've talked to him personally, and this man is going through a real catharsis within him. He's very upset to the point where he, as he said, he has absolutely no respect for the current military. And I'll tell you, that's a pretty tough position to take, but he's there. He was in it. And I can just imagine, I can't even empathize with him, but I can imagine how angry he must be internally, you know?
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I'm just saying that, you know,
well, I'm going to get him back on.
Freedom of speech doesn't exist in this country anymore anyway. We both know that.
Well, unfortunately, to a large extent, we really don't have freedom, no. We are already almost to the, I would say almost to the outhouse on this one. We're almost outside the door. in this country. The FCC, you know, they're trying to bring back the fairness doctrine now, and that means end of free speech, end of criticism of the government. And it's all happening as we say democracy, freedom, love, brotherhood, you know. Yeah, you're right. I mean, essentially, that's where we are in America today. And it's going to get worse.
And I just want to make one quick point, and then I'll let you get on to
someone
else. But, you know, I've noticed that recently, in, say, the last few years, it seems like legislators, all they seem to be able to do anymore is ban things. Have you noticed that?
Well, of course.
Ban smoking, ban speech, ban this, ban spanking of children.
How come they don't ban the legislatures?
Why don't they ban the Mexicans from running across the southern border of the United States?
Ah.
You know?
That would be politically incorrect, though, wouldn't it?
I mean, you know, I'd kind of like them to stay out of my personal life, but hey, that's just me.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Well, here's George Bush now. He's saying that the only reason he's warning Iran is because he wants to protect the lives of American servicemen and those that protect our country. That's why Compeon and Ramos are in jail right now. That's why they've been tried and convicted, and that's why he will not pardon them, because he's interested in protecting them.
Yeah, what a,
doesn't
what a,
that tell you how evil a man George Bush really is?
The entire thing is satanic.
Yeah, it
we
is.
Know that. It
sure.
really, it really is. It's purely of Satan.
And it is.
I don't think there's any hope left anymore for this.
Well, there is. There's a hope, and that's the hope in the you know who.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell you, but he is the only hope.
Yeah,
have
Jesus Christ. Yes, he is.
You know, we can put our hope and faith in each other and in movements and groups, and we see how fast that flounders, right? We see how fast people backbite and they fight and they argue and who's going to get to the finish line first and who's doing a better job of fighting the New World Order and who can be trusted, who can't. You know what? I don't want to put my faith in anything anymore but him. Upstairs, Jesus. He's not going to let you down.
Well, if there's
that
any,
I can tell you.
Well, if there's any time he should return, it's about 3 weeks ago.
Well, you know, we don't have control over his timetable, but I know what you mean. All right. Ron.
Thank you for your time.
Voice again. Thank you.
Yep,
haven't heard from you in a while. Good to have you aboard. Let's hear from Joe, Dr. Joe from Rhode Island. Joe, hello, Joe Church.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
All right. How are you?
Well, we got through the night.
You did. Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Hey, did you notice on the news, the Rhode Island news the other night, foreclosures of properties is going through the roof.
Heard that. Yes, I heard that.
Yet the world stock market is going through the roof.
Mm.
World stock market is taking off. Unprecedented.
What does that tell you?
It tells me that Daniel chapter 11, verse 21 is coming to pass.
Oh, okay.
And in his estate shall rise up a vile person, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries.
And wonderfully.
Yes. He's coming in bringing prosperity to the world. You see, the stock market is now a world stock market.
But it's not prosperity, Joe, is it? It's not prosperity. It's an illusion of prosperity.
Well, see, that's his game, illusions.
Illusion,
He's a master of illusions.
Right.
You see, we're not on the M3 anymore, so there's no way to gauge inflation. Yet they tell you they can control inflation.
Well, you know, I mean, we had Bob Chapman. He's coming on again Monday night. And he's already told you that we can figure out M3. We know the level of inflation is greater now than ever, and we can pretty much size it up what it is through the back door. The American people are not being told it. It's not being advertised, not being reported anymore. But that's the whole reason, because it's out of control. Printing presses are working overtime, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that fella Jim that called earlier. One of your first callers.
Right, Jim from Texas, yes.
Jim from Texas, excellent caller.
Yes, he is, yes.
He mentioned that you have to go back to 1914. I just want to tell Jim, you have to go back to 3,544.
Oh, gee. Well, not in our country's history, but I know what you mean, yes.
have to go back to the sons of Cain.
Yes.
Listed in Genesis chapter 4.
Uh-huh.
And the sons of Adam, of course, in Genesis chapter 5. Both sons, by the way, are very close in name. The names are very close. The sons of Adam and the sons of Cain. Both Hebrew. Both Hebrew names.
Mm-hmm.
Both used Hebrew names. And most of them were very close.
Right.
So, see, Cain was always a copycat. You see?
Yes. Yes, I see that.
Always using the Hebrew name, whereas he was a Gentile. And it goes right on up to today. You see, if you trace these people, Rick and I call them the Neo-Cains today.
Uh-huh.
You know, the new
Cains. The Neo-Cains, yes.
The new Cains. Well, I'm talking about the old Cains.
Right.
You know, you go back to Genesis chapter 4 and you see all the old Cains.
I'd like to give them a caning.
Yes, even in Thailand they have Cain's name brought forth.
Yes.
Genesis chapter 4, verse 24. Mm-hmm. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then truly Lamech, one of the sons of Cain, 70 and sevenfold revenge he will get 77 times. You see, this is the mark of Cain.
Right, right.
You have to go back to the beginning.
Sure.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 7. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. You know, to have fig leaves, you have to be in a fig grove. You remember when Jesus said in Matthew 24 and Mark 13, the seven seals? One of the seven seals was, he said, learn the parable of the fig tree. So this fig tree goes all the way back to Genesis. The figs that were hiding something. And where did they put those fig leaves? Over their mouths? Because they partook of the fruit?
No.
Where did they put the fig leaf, Rick?
Their genitals.
Over the genitals.
Something, if I may use that word. Yes.
There was a seed evidently hidden. The seed, fig leaf means to hide.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's what it means.
Leaf means to hide. Mm-hmm. So something was being hidden there, and it's also being hidden today.
Right.
So you have to know your figs, both the good figs and the bad figs.
That's right.
Jesus says if you don't learn anything else, as far as the seven seals are concerned, learn the parable of the fig tree.
Well, that's good. I mean,
that's
important to know the bad figs from the good figs.
And it's one of the seven seals so that you're not deceived in the end times.
That's right. And that deception, boy, I'm telling you, is growing today, Joe. Like never before, people are just... I was telling Joe before we get on the air, I was telling Joe Cortina about how, you know, it's not just wars and wars and wars they want, but they want peace, ultimately. Satan wants to bring peace, not war. He's using war as a means to an end.
Right.
And when he's established his kingdom in the earth, he's going to say, hey, I brought you peace and safety. Now just bow down and worship us. That's all.
Then all our Christian fellows will say, look, Jesus has returned. Look.
Yes.
Let's go worship him.
Yeah, which Jesus?
You see? The false Jesus is coming first. If you're still in a flesh body, and this joker claims to be Jesus, performing miracles.
Right.
He's a fake. He's
right,
a fraud.
Exactly.
You ain't going to be in a flesh body the next time he returns.
Right, exactly.
Because that's the seventh trump. When he returns, when the two witnesses, 3 days after, they're slain in the street in Jerusalem, the Pada, a large arena in Jerusalem, and cameras are put on them so they can't escape.
That's
so
right.
So we can steal the bodies.
That's
then,
right.
When the Father returns, Epiphany, comes upon the people, because they knew they'd been had. The whole world had been had when these two rise in the streets.
The understanding, huh? The eye-opener.
And that's the seventh trump. That's the last trump.
Mm-hmm.
If you know your seven trumps of the Book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in the Book of Revelation, the previous caller, was talking about the white horse.
That's right, Ajax,
A white horse in Genesis chapter 6, the first seal. And that's, he was wearing a, bringing a bow with him. And
yes.
It was a cheap ribbon.
I know.
It was a many-colored rainbow.
Exactly. Exactly, see, Joe.
It was a wrapping bow.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fraud.
Sure.
See, the first man coming on the white horse is a fraud. The second white horse in Revelation 17.
Get out of his way. Get out of his way.
That's it.
That's the real one.
He's coming swinging the sword.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look real close, you can see him coming now.
And I can see a few heads rolling. Quite a few. All right, Joe. Thank you for your words of wisdom. Amen.
Yahweh, your true Messiah. The Messiah of all times.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Vic. Thank you, buddy.
Amen. Thank you. Thanks, Joe. Always words of wisdom. Let's take, let's see, we've got Terry, I believe, in Indiana now. Hello, Terry.
It's Arizona, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is this Terry in Arizona?
Yes.
Okay, Terry.
Yes,
we got you.
First time caller.
Oh, good.
Enjoy your show.
We get a lot of you.
Sure, a hard man to get a hold of.
I know, I know. I apologize for being that popular.
Oh, you are popular.
Well, in some circles, not others.
But I was sorry to see your guest get cut off there.
Well, he's going to come back on. I mean, I got to. He's pretty. He's a pretty tough guy, you know. He eats nails for breakfast. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we need more like him, you know.
But he's pretty. He's very angry and bitter. Yeah. And I know he just went through a bypass surgery, and I don't want to see him get too excited and break down either. But I want to get him back on. He might even be on tomorrow. John Stabmiller's show. John heard him, and he's very impressed with him because he knows what's going on. See, here's a guy, Joe Cortina, that was there. He was fighting. He was in the trenches in the Latin American theater, and he mentioned the Berlin crisis and all of that. But he has been in places that he can't even reveal everything he's seen or known. He knows what's going on from personal experience. That's why the guy is so angry, and rightfully so, by the way, rightfully so. But I want to see if we can get him back on next week, definitely, because I'm supposed to be off tomorrow night, and I'm going to be taking a night off and be back next week. And Bob Chapman will be with us first night. Dr. K is coming back. We've got a bunch of people coming on that are going to fascinate you with what they have to tell you.
Right.
But all right, go ahead. You have your say now.
Sure,
go ahead. Speak. Don't be shy.
I don't have a good reception here in Arizona, in northern Arizona where I live. It's on the radio. Actually, that's the reason I stay on the phone, because I can hear you playing that day on the phone.
Oh, okay. You don't have great reception?
No, I don't. Not on the short wave here in Arizona for some reason. I don't. It's a lot of static on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what I was going to say, I've been a subscriber to the Spotlight and the
American
Free Press since 1983, so I'm well versed in what's going on.
Sure. You sound it.
Oh, yeah. And I wanted to talk about this awful deal that went on in Germany today. You know, Ernst Zundel?
Yeah.
Zundel, 5 years in prison.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there was a blurb on the German news there called Deutsche Welle.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with it or not.
No,
and
no.
It comes on that Link TV, that
far-out
leftist Marxist.
Okay, yeah.
They have, once in a while, they have a good program on, and this German journal is on there every Thursday night.
Yeah.
Every night, actually, 5 nights a week. But they come out, you know, they call him a hate monger, of course, and an anti-Semite and all, promoting racial hatred. No, you know, the usual crap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just awful. I can't imagine what kind of a country or what kind of a rotten, lousy, kowtowing government they got over there to these Zionists. They let them, you know, they give one of their own citizens 5 years in prison for thought crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is, thought crime. The mm-hmm. man spoke out about the Holocaust, you know, which he should have the right to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now in jail, 5 years, the maximum. This was the maximum sentence.
Right. And you probably heard Ted Pike and talking about that again today with John. And
I didn't. I can't well, hear earlier. I just hear Mike Piper, the one before
right,
you.
Right, right. Well, you know, we've been talking about it on my program when you were able to hear it with Ted and others who talk about the fact that they intend, the ADL types, would like to bring that here to America.
I know it. I know it.
And they are intent on doing that through the back door, though, through the back door.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not called the Violation or Annihilation of Free Speech Act. No. No, absolutely not. It's always innocuous.
Oh, yeah, hate crimes or something else.
Well, yeah, we've got to protect people, you know.
But, you know, the amount of power they have is really scary.
Sure, sure. All right, I got a break. Thank you very much for your first-time call there. I appreciate
okay.
it, Terry.
Okay, Rick.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay. Hey, we're back. All right. We're back now. The final lap of tonight's program. Tomorrow night, we'll be rebroadcasting the Matt Johnson program from February 6th for you as I take a little time off tomorrow night. Long weekend, lots to do. And then we plan to be back Monday night, Tuesday night, and the rest of the week. And we're working also on getting Kurt Hyde back. I just talked to him. Kurt Hyde's the guy that exposed the fraud of the election machinery. Talked about the fraud of the registration of the voters. You remember we had him on? He's got some dynamite information to share with you that will rock you off your seats about what's going on in the election world now. And he will be featuring an article in an upcoming edition of The New American. Let's take my final call for tonight, though. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
There's another guy who wrote a book, too, something called What Happened in Ohio.
Right.
I'm trying to think. It's by Columbus something publishers. Comes out of Ohio. It's talking about how they rigged this stuff there.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah.
He's not the only one. He's just one of the best that I've talked to.
Yeah, it probably is. Yeah, it's funny. When I voted this election this time in New England, though, they had the regular machines. They didn't have the, but I don't know, who knows what happens after. Yeah, this thing with the 5 years with that poor guy, as I was telling...
Ernst Dundell.
Yeah, Aaron Zundel, as was telling Piper, you know, they don't have quite the kind of third world immigration like Texas and California and New York have, but they got, you know, stuff there and in Germany, and you know, it's not as bad as England or France, but it's, you know, and there's, you know, different things going on. They even have a sex slave thing going on. I'm not talking about legal prostitution, but the ones with the Russian mafia that are forcing that.
The Organisation, yeah.
Yeah, the German government and the Dutch government especially, they're trying to really clamp down on it. So I'm saying you got all this stuff going on, including some areas of Frankfurt that could be dangerous, and yet they're going to take this guy and lock him up. And so that shows, I always said this before, I believe that government over there in Germany, not necessarily as much on a local small level like the local towns and cities. In some cases, I don't know if the globalists got all of them like they may have many or most in this country, you know, the little small local cities and towns, because there's even some other parties that got elected.
Right, right.
But all of that, but still, I think that government over there, I told Piper, is really a traitor to their own people.
Oh,
and
sure.
I really do believe that.
That's why judgment begins at home and in the house of the Lord, because it's these people that profess themselves to be European, profess themselves to be Christian, that are selling and railroading their people right down the river of no return to Antichrist.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, you even had a guy who read something from Der Spiegel. Maybe he'll call the show or call next week or so.
Yeah, yeah.
Who read in an English version.
Right.
With skilled German workers from different technical jobs, something they can't find, you know.
Right.
You have a lot of highly skilled people there that can't find stuff because of the global stuff going on. But I always did believe that, you know, fractions of that German government were treasonous. I always thought that Schroeder was a puppet. Okay.
And Merkel now is worse than you can imagine. All right, we're out of time, Henry.
Okay,
thanks for your call. Glad we squeezed you in. We're off tomorrow night, but listen to the program if you missed it. And if you didn't miss it, you listen again tomorrow night, 9 to 11 Central Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. I'm saying good night. Have a blessed weekend. Keep looking up all the way to the Lord, and ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall set you free. Good night.